Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Deborah Fine is here. Deborah is one of our fun members of our Brain Trust, one of the smartest folks we know, keynote speaker, thought leader on, especially in the area of communication. She's the author of The Fine Art of Small Talk. That's the first one we helped her launch, and then a whole bunch of other fine art of books, that whole series. Also, Beyond Texting, and that's for the kids, and The Fine Art of Face-to-Face Communication for Teenagers. And she's our good friend, Deborah Fine. Welcome back.
Jim, good morning.
It's good to have you back.
Happy Thanksgiving, and just hopefully everyone is going to be at their Thanksgiving table this year and not attack each other, you know? that's what I'm hoping for.
So we do have to, as we bring the in-laws and the outlaws together, sometimes mixed, blended mayhem at the holiday table, whether it be, regardless of whatever it is, whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever, you got to be careful about the landmines, you call them, right?
Well, not just to be careful, but just to be thoughtful, you know. And when I say that, I don't think we should have to walk on eggshells, but everybody has an opinion, right, Jim? I mean, it could be political, as we all know, or it could be about whether the New England Patriots are going to win it again, right? So if the stock market's going to go up or down, we all have an opinion about it. And I just think it's not just about being careful. It's about being a good conversationalist where it would be nice to sit at a table and have a conversation about legislation, about the future of fracking.
You can't do that anymore. You can't do that anymore, well, Sarah. You can't really bring up things like that anymore with
people. I think you can it's a big if, because, I mean, how am I going to learn anything, Jim? I know what my opinion is. There's no doubt in my mind. I know, and that doesn't mean I'm informed. It just means I know what my opinion is. But I think that it can be done, and I've done it, and sometimes it doesn't work. Nothing always works, but the rule for me is I get to state my opinion about the New England Patriots and whether they're going to get back to the Super Bowl and whether they're going to win it. I get to have an opinion about that, but then I get to say it in about, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and then I have to say to you, so what are your thoughts about that, Jim, or what's your opinion about
the only Super problem? The only problem, Deborah, that and I agree with you. That's the way it ought to be. But I'll tell you, a year ago, I was at a dinner party. We were actually up for a weekend out in an off the grid kind of a place with some good friends of ours, and another couple that we knew joined us for dinner. We provided the dinner. It was our food. And all I said was I made a comment and asked them a question about one of their political races in their state. It was just, there was a little kind of what happened. All I mentioned was about their state. Well, the lady talked about that for about 30 seconds and immediately shifted to throwing, bombs at Trump. I mean, without any provocation, I never mentioned his name. I didn't bring it up, and she ruined the whole event. I mean, the whole thing went downhill after that, and I finally just had to say, I think we should talk about something else, she didn't like that.
That, by the way. That's an important thing that you did. Also, though,
you got to just disengage from it. Yeah, let's talk about something else.
Well, but I think it's up to us also when things get heated or somebody is dominating or either one. I mean, even if they're dominating and it's an opinion we agree with and or not, that it's up to us, and we don't have to be the host or hostess at the table to say, wow, this is getting a little too heated for Thanksgiving. Hey, what movies is everybody going to see? I mean, somebody's just got to change the topic.
Yeah, no, you've got to – and I tell you, I'm just recommending to people this. We're so divided. There's such a lack of we've lost intellectual honesty, Sarah, Deborah, and the point I'm making here is Intellectual honesty is where I respect the right you have, the ability to feel the way you do without declaring that you're wrong.
Right. That's exactly right. To label you a name.
Yeah.
That's idiotic, Jim. Mm-hmm. Or, Jim, I mean, obviously you don't read the newspapers.
Right.
Or, that is so, you're so stupid about
yeah.
stuff like that.
Well,
I mean, don't
at least
talk
they
like that to
that.
Anybody.
You know, if you're intellectually honest and you're respectful of the other person, you could almost say, tell you what, you take my side and I'll take your side and let's talk about it like that.
Oh, that's fun. That's a great idea, Jim.
You know, I mean, but we're so far away from that, unfortunately, now. And there is a derangement going on out here, and it's not just Trump derangement. There's a whole lot of stuff that people are deranged about, and I just wonder if maybe this year especially, I'm not to presume to tell people what to do, but just to say, how are the kids?
Right.
How's the job going? How's the job going? You know, and as you say, how about those Patriots or whatever?
Right. Well, that's the thing, though. Somebody's got to change the topic. I mean, if,
yeah.
you're right. If we can't be civil, then we need to move on because and I don't want to be held hostage at anybody's table or living room or at a party, a holiday party coming up, where you just hold me hostage and tell me your opinion. I want to mingle. I want to have fun. I mean, that's why I went to a party, right?
Right. Well, exactly. And I'll tell you, there probably are family landmines that you got to avoid.
Well,
you know, Uncle George just got sent up to the big house. You know, maybe we shouldn't talk about that.
Well, right. I mean, everybody knows those tender spots, but there's other little spots, you know, if we have time to talk about where people say things that maybe they're either not being thoughtful or maybe they're doing on purpose, things like, oh, so Mary Ann, is this store-bought or homemade?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Well,
I'm going to go there.
Funny,
but
Jim,
how about this? Hey, Deborah, how about this? You're the host.
What?
If you're the host, you say, okay, folks, here are five things I'd like for us to talk about, and we can talk about any one of them first. Which one do y'all want to start first? And it's all things that we can have fun with. What do you think about that, setting the table for?
Well, I think it's great. I don't know, you know, what your family's like, Jim, if they're willing to abide. I mean, you know, I have children in their 30s that would start rolling their eyes. At me.
Oh, my kid! Are you kidding me? My kids do exactly what I tell them to do. No. Yep.
Oh,
you know, they snap,
wow,
too. When I tell my kids, they snap too. You're not buying that, are you?
Oh,
hold on to that thought. Right back with Deborah Fine. Deborah, I need your website quickly, please.
DeborahFine.com. DeborahFine.com.
Pretty easy. You check it out, folks. You'll find her books there. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.